There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is BetCenter on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in. It's VSiN BetCenter on one of the largest college football Saturdays of the year, not necessarily in general raw size, Jeff Parles.
That's the smallest one of these.
But in scope, I'm Ben Wilson. We've got Dan Miller, our producer, behind the glass. The basically final season of our basic quest towards the college football playoff. We will find out who the four teams are tomorrow, just before all the NFL games kick off. And let's start, Jeff, before we backtrack, talk about everything that happened earlier today. Most of the chips have fallen into place, but there's still one domino that still has to be sorted out here for the Final Four to be put in place, and it appears as though, Jeff Parles, like that is increasingly trending towards Michigan in our Big Ten championship game, the final college football conference championship game of the night, along with the ACC title game. Does not have any college football playoff implications, but we'll discuss that from an in-game betting perspective in just a second. Jeff, so far, any hopes for teams outside the top four entering today have really been dashed, first off with the Alabama-Georgia game, which we will get to in a moment. But what we're watching right now as Michigan, really a dominant first quarter, 14-3 on top of Iowa as they close a 12.5-point favorite. Tons of late money on the Wolverines in a spot like this. Iowa at least just got the ball back. They're hanging tough, but this does feel like one-way traffic after Iowa missed a field goal on its first possession. Two touchdowns of over 65 yards out of the gates for Michigan.
Yeah, a deflected interception just happened in this game, Ben. So it really just flipped a little bit. Michigan, back-to-back 60-yard touchdown plays, as you said. Really a dominant showing so far by this offense. But a mistake, probably should have been a completion. Throw a little bit behind the receiver. Popped up in the air. Interception for Iowa's very opportunistic secondary, as we know. But Iowa's moved the ball a little bit in this game. The first drive got in field goal range. Had a double pass where they tried throwing a double pass to the fullback, which
I mean, that's Big Ten football.
Good for you, Iowa, if you want to do that. Missed the field goal. Corum had the huge run right after that. Three and out. Michigan, again, the second long touchdown for them. The Wolverines, Ben, if they win in convincing fashion tonight, the only debate that really remains, assuming Michigan doesn't blow this game altogether, is how do we seed one, two, three, four? How do we seed it at this point? Because we'll get to the SEC championship game. Bama with the destruction of Georgia after falling down 10-0. Cincinnati, a great second half. to win by two touchdowns and cover against Houston. It will just, it really just comes down to seeding. And I think it does come down to how dominant is Michigan tonight. So far, pretty good. First quarter just ended. What is Michigan right now alive?
17.5 or 18 is your live number.
That sounds right.
There was a sense as well into this game, and there were some also thought that maybe Iowa first half could be an intriguing play with Michigan maybe needing to get their sea legs under them, potential at least brief letdown spot. I mean, I would say how can it really be a letdown spot when you're playing in a Big Ten championship game to get into the playoff? But, look, valid point coming off of an Ohio State game that was a Super Bowl for Michigan. Mm-hmm. So a lot, there were some bets taken on Iowa. It was about 6.5, the first half line. I don't think, Jeff, that got to 7 at all, despite a lot of the late steam coming in on Michigan that drove this line from 10.5, 11 earlier in the day to 12.5 by kickoff. But if you took an Iowa first half ticket, you're first off, you're clearly on the wrong side. You'll need a lot of help. And basically the handicap there was Michigan potentially coming out slow. I guess it hurts your case when you come out of the gates, you have a 10-play, 59-yard drive, and your kicker, Caleb Shankdak should be his actual name, Jeff. Misses a 33-yard field goal. That was a little high, I think, actually. And he shanks the field goal. So 14-3 end of the first quarter, but Iowa, as you just mentioned, Jeff, does have the ball. And like I said, it's 17.5 or 18, your live total, 48.5. Keep in mind, this game closed with a total of 44. So you are very much in range. Look at our live numbers, courtesy of DraftKings. Before we get back into the games that happened earlier today, again, it is a much lighter card on the college football slate as a result of these conference championship games on a Saturday. I want to mention what's going on, though, in our ACC championship game. One without college football championship implications and playoff implications, but one that is, it's been fascinating. If you're a fan of points, we're getting points, Jeff. 15th-ranked Pittsburgh taking on 16th-ranked Wake Forest. Let me just read you the drive summary so far, Jeff.
Please.
Pitt, 5-play, 75 yards, touchdown. Wake Forest, 11-play, 75 yards, touchdown. Pitt, 4-plays, 75 yards, touchdown. I was waiting for you to finish that, but
okay. I figured.
Wake Forest, 12-play, 75 yards, touchdown. Pitt, 7-plays, 44 yards, missed field goal. And
what
then
happened there?
What are we doing?
What happened there? Come on.
Fire everybody. Sam Scarton, who is probably like, do I even need to bring my cleats to the field today? I guess he's got to do the extra points. Misses a 49-yard field goal, and then Wake Forest, 4-play, 69 yards, touchdown. So we in this game have had 6 drives, 5 touchdowns, 1 missed field goal. Maybe the shocking thing of the whole day just happened, Jeff. Pitt was just forced into a 3-and-out.
No way.
And the live total here, when it was 14-all, got up to about 95.5. We were ready to come on air, Jeff, getting all set for our first segment here on VEASAN Bet Center, and you said, that's not high enough. Which I said I agree with. And now we're on air, and this is actually 93.5 your live total. Still feels a little bit light after maybe the only stop we will see all night on a 3-and-out by Pitt. 21-14, Wake Forest out in front as they closed in this game a 3 or 3.5 point underdog total, though 74, anywhere from 73 to 74.5. There was some variance on this closing total. But, man, if that's not Wake Forest football in a nutshell from 2021, I don't know what is, Jeff.
Kind of what both of these teams have been for the majority of the season. And Pittsburgh, who, of course, we know.
Very true.
We all love Pat Narduzzi. We all love Pat Narduzzi for one reason or another, Ben. But Pitt's defense this year, and look, we could be legitimately talking about the Pitt Panthers playing for the playoff tonight if their defense in the two games they lost was even remotely competent. Giving up 40-plus to Miami by Western Michigan is still scoring touchdowns against them from that game in September. Pitt had a legitimate offense that was good enough to make the college football playoff this year. The defense was what failed them, and so far, it has failed them in a big way tonight. I would not bet the under, even at that big, big number there, Ben.
You know, I went
30 plays in a quarter?
Yes. So I went through all of those drive summaries, and I neglected the most important part of this. We're still in the first quarter. And Wake Forest just picks up a first down as the quarter is going to mercifully end for fans of defense. Look, if you're a fan of defense.
You're going to have to wait for the end of the game for you to say that, Ben.
Do not turn on ABC if you are a fan of defense. We're at the end of the first quarter, 21-14. You know what? I'm actually curious. I want to look here. And by the way, now Wake with the ball. They're up to 5.5 or 6.5, depending on the book here on the live line. Your live total back up to, in some spots, 95.5, as low as 93.5. This is one of those weird games where I normally would not bet this, but I'm curious what the in-game first half total is, Jeff. We've 35 points in the first half.
Oh, in-game
already.
First half total?
In-game half total. I know you
I can get that for you
but
right
this is
now
one of those
on my
fascinating
handy
games
cellular device,
where I mean... No.
Do you want to guess? First half total?
All right, we've got 35 points already.
Uh-huh.
I am going to guess 63 and a half.
A little too high. 58 and a half, big juice on the over. About minus 140 on the over.
So 58 and a half, so that's basically what? That's
24. 20. You need 24 in the second quarter to go over.
Am I crazy for thinking that's a little light?
I would only bet the over. I don't want the under.
What's our juice on the over there?
The other, actually, you know what? I think I'm going to take this because Wake Forest, I'm pretty sure, is going to have to punt after this. Pitt is plus 9.5 first half right now.
Wake just picked up a first
down.
Oh,
they did pick it up. That was third and 12. Then
yeah.
I'm not going to bother them. I was going to say.
Coming out of second quarter, it'll be first and 10 for Wake at the Pitt 47.
Ben, I am.
My point is, we just saw 31 plays, Jeff, in the first quarter. And we had 35 points on 31 plays, one punt in 6.5 possessions. Would it stun you if we, 28 points seems, and that's why I set the line where I set it at basically 27.5, because I think 28 is probably a fair number in the second quarter.
Look, these defenses have shown you what they are all year. There is no reason to think that in the middle of the ACC championship game, when they're facing two pretty darn good offenses to begin with, that they're going to figure out how to play defense. So I tend to agree with you there. By the way, I did just make a bet.
Oh,
that's why I pulled out.
Bet?
That's why I pulled out the
Please,
phone.
Do tell.
Yeah, it's a college basketball one because there is one big college basketball game going on right now. The Battle in Seattle, very nicely named. Gonzaga is getting pretty well handled so far through a half of basketball.
Really?
By Alabama, 51 first half points for the Tide, who just 8 days ago were losing to Iona. No disrespect to the Gales, different level of competition. 51-35, Alabama leads at the half. I just took a little bit of Gonzaga getting 8.5 live. Look, if Alabama wins this game by double figures, so be it. But I got to imagine Gonzaga is going to get back in this game in some fashion, Ben.
You would think playing in Seattle. When I think Gonzaga basketball playing in Seattle, I think of Gus Johnson calling
Adam Morrison, baby,
calling Adam Morrison Larry Bird in one of the great neutral site games of all time. That was Gonzaga and who were they? Oklahoma State. That was 2003. I want to say 2004.
You're in the right ballpark.
I'm in the right ballpark. That was at the old at the Key Arena with the old Sonics. Sonics regalia still on the court.
Climbing Pledge Arena technically is Key Arena.
That is
with a new name and a lot more modern things. By the way, Iowa punting, Ben. So Michigan will have a chance to extend their already 11-point lead.
Get the ball back at their own 7.
2.5 minutes
in this game,
though,
Drew Timmy, 15 of the Zags, 35 points. Chet Holmgren has really done nothing. Not made a field goal. All of his points coming from the free throw line. Gonzaga as a team. How about this, Jeff? 7 of 16 from the free throw line in the first half. This is a team that was tied with the great Billy Gillespie-led Tarleton State at halftime at home in a true home game about a week ago. So that is I'm glad you're our guy for making sure we're on top of the college basketball. There are a couple of ranked games going on tonight. We will keep our tabs on Alabama, 16th in the country, and third ranked Gonzaga. As we're just getting started, we will keep you posted on all the in-game college football. But up next, we got to circle back, talk about implications from the biggest games of the day on college football conference championship Saturday. That's next here on VSiN Bet Center.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is BetCenter on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Follow the Money is hitting the road next week. Mitch Moss and Polly Howard will be live from the new DraftKings Sportsbook at Foxwoods Casino Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you're in the area, come down and meet the guys and be sure to tune in every day from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern. As we're back with Jeff Parles, native of the Northeast. Can you sing the Foxwoods?
No, I'm not going to sing for anyone.
You just were during the break. Okay.
The crew can handle it. I don't think our listeners can.
But, Jeff Parles, great Northeastern
gentleman. No, hey, look, Foxwoods, an amazing property up in Connecticut. Yeah. A very large property as well. So, look, if you're out there Wednesday through Friday, go see our guys. Go see Mitch and Pauly, who actually won't have to get up at 1 in the morning because that's actually 7 a.m. Eastern start for them there.
The novelty of it all. Last night, filling in on the nightcap show you've been on before, I asked Sean King if you had one place you could take, you could do a show from the road, where would it be? And he just kind of, broke in the
sitting back.
And then he was like, well, it's going to be somewhere in Florida. I just got to narrow down the options. And my response was, well, that's very valid and fair. So I know you would love to go to the Foxwoods for a show.
Why not?
Jeff?
That'd be a fun time. See the family, and that'd be good.
I'm looking down at one of our many monitors here at our Circus Sportsbook Studios, where we are doing the show from on this college football conference championship Saturday. And I see a lot of jubilant Iowa fans. Hawkeyes are actually, they're staying in the game. I saw a very interesting stat here, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Michigan, we mentioned they've had the two touchdowns of over 65 yards. They've had three plays in this game that have gone 29 yards or longer. Two of them went for touchdowns. The other 11 plays in this game, Jeff, have gone for a combined 30 yards for Michigan. So you could make the case, even though this appeared from the start that this was a total boat racing of Michigan in the Big Ten championship game over Iowa, as they get out to that early 14-0 lead, they really haven't done much besides that. Cade McNamara now just 4 of 6 for 20 yards and a pick, as Michigan is forced to punt after being pinned deep in their own territory. They go 3 and out. So of those 205 yards, Jeff, basically all but 30 of them have come on three plays today. And Iowa gets the ball back in good field position, down 14-3, 10:53 to go in our first half, and currently catching now 15.5. I'm seeing 46.5 our live total. You see, that's a little tick down from what we've got on our screen on DraftKings from a moment ago.
Yeah, I don't want anything.
I'm just pointing out Michigan. It's a little inflamed.
Iowa's defense isn't a pushover. We know that. It's still a pretty good defense, even though they may lack a little bit of speed for what you would like at this point. But look, they're a real defense. Ferentz is, even though he gets made fun of for his continuous extensions, is a good coach. And Iowa hanging in this game for a lot longer than expected is not a outlandish scenario here, especially since they when Michigan was that drive up 14-3 already, looking like they're going to go up 21-3, get the interception. That at least held off the potential onslaught here.
Yeah, look, you had to figure, even though this was a pretty high number, and Iowa has really struggled ever since going down as the number 2 team in the country at home to Purdue by 17, they would give a game effort in what is basically their Super Bowl. The Hawkeyes trying to basically, a win would all but shut out the Big Ten of any representation in the college football playoff if they could actually beat Michigan. Still a lot of work to do. It is Iowa ball, though, down 14-3 in basically 5 minutes into the second quarter. In the meantime, I am glad that we are on the air, so I could not get my first half over bet in our Pitt Wake game, because as soon as I said that, we go to break, and what does quarterback Sam Hartman do for Wake Forest? He throws an interception picked off by Marquise Williams. Pitt has the ball back, 21-14 there, about 5 minutes into the second quarter. And not only that, but Pitt on the ensuing drive goes for it, 4th-and-1 at the Wake 25. Kenny Pickett looking for Jordan Addison, incomplete. All of a sudden, Jeff, the defenses were clearly listening to us in the first segment, and we're like, all right, guys, we've had enough. How dare you? How dare you besmirch the defenses of our Demon Deacons and Panthers? So your live total now down to 87.5 market-wide. You see 88.5 there at DraftKings. With 5.5 or 6, the number Wake Forest is currently laying. Again, a tick up just because I believe that that board you're seeing was right before Pickett threw incomplete on fourth down. So needless to say, Jeff, sometimes it's good that we're on air and I can't make, spur of the moment bets.
Because well, I totaled down to 51.5 first half now.
And do you, so you would need
still juice to the over.
You would need 17 points in 11-22. Yeah, not out of the question.
Not out of the question.
Not out of the question.
Look, at some point, the defenses were going to do something here. You figured that. It's interesting looking at these live numbers. By the way, on my screen, Michigan, Iowa currently off the board. I would imagine because Iowa is facing a 4th-and-8, and we're going to get a plus territory punt in a game where you're a double-digit underdog. Why am I surprised? Ferentz, of course, is going
to
do that.
What, when you have the opportunity to pin a team deep inside their own 10?
Oh, come on.
You got to do it. As a fair catch is called for and caught at the 3.
No, not even. You're being generous.
Was it the three?
Yeah, they're generous like you.
Kirk Ferentz, that's why the guy gets extensions, Jeff, because he's mastered the yard of the 41-yard punt from the 44-yard line when he is a 12.5-point underdog in a neutral site game where the game matters nothing at all to Iowa except for just spoiling Michigan.
This is a Rose Bowl berth.
Okay.
Rose Bowl berth for Iowa. You get the historic Utah-Iowa Rose Bowl out of this if Iowa
wins. We'll be telling the grandkids about that Utah-Iowa. Yes.
Yeah, I got to say the Rose Bowl committee rooting very heavily for Michigan so they can get Ohio State-Utah instead.
It seems like a logical piece of reasoning there. Let us circle back now that we have everything updated for the two main college football games going on right now. We'll also can be posted on what is going on in Seattle, Alabama, and Gonzaga tied trying to pull off the upset. Jeff, your second half bet looking pretty good so far.
Start.
Gonzaga, 11-4 start out of the second half break, down 16 at the half. They were, laying 8.5? Was that right for the second half? So 7.5 live?
Yeah, depending on where you were at. Some of the books that have the humans, have human beings making the second half lines as opposed to the continuous algorithm computer. The computer ones had 8 at Gonzaga getting 8.5 for the game, so 7.5 second half. The other books had Gonzaga 8.5 for the second half, 7.5 for the game. I took the 8.5, obviously.
Now down 9 with 16 minutes to go. So I like your position.
Look, it's a matter of Gonzaga making a run at some point, and now just win the game, just lose the game by 4, and we're all good here.
8.5 where Jaden Shackelford went 7 of 8 from the field for Alabama, 20 points on 6 of 7 from 3. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that will be very hard to duplicate in the second half. So far, he has not scored, missing his only shot in the second half. But let us circle back while we have a moment. We'll be bringing on Vinny Maliulo to discuss all the betting implications from his side of the counter, one of the men in charge at the South Point Sportsbook. We'll bring him on in about 10 minutes. But, Jeff, the game today that while the results – just on the surface, Alabama winning is the number 3 team coming into the college football playoff over Georgia. A result that maybe on the surface is not that surprising, but the way in which they won the game, scoring more points in the second quarter alone than Georgia had allowed in any single game all season, and completely dominating the game from start to finish in a 41-24 win as a 6.5-point underdog, winning outright and seeing this total go way over where it closed in the SEC championship game in Georgia, in Atlanta, where this closed 48.5 or 49. Alabama almost goes over that themselves. You come out of that, Jeff, and after a lackluster couple of weeks for Alabama and the thought that Nick Saban, for the first time in 92 games, was an underdog, how do you come out of a game like that where you see how dominant Alabama and how dominant the offensive line, which was the perceived weakness of that Crimson Tide team, how dominant they looked in particular against the Georgia defense who – we had guys on the network all week trying to figure out how good this Georgia defense was historically, and if it was maybe the best in college football history. You can certainly put an end to that talk.
Yeah, I can say that talk is finished for sure.
You think? Yeah.
Look, I think the biggest thing, and you mentioned it there, Alabama's offensive line, that was pretty well handled by Auburn's defensive line until the last drive last week, totally dominated Georgia. Who, again, Ben, 41 points is more points than Georgia gave up in multiple months this season. So, it was very impressive from Bama. The committee lucked out that Alabama came back and beat Auburn last week because they would have, look, Alabama with two losses had to, would have been put in with an SEC championship win of this magnitude like they did today if they had won, and Notre Dame would have been the oddball out on that one. But look, Ben, the question now for Georgia, more than anything, is how much of this was, okay, maybe we took the foot off the gas pedal when we're up 10-0, didn't put the hammer down defensively. They had the big play to Williams, the kind of that was the moment where it was like, all right, 10-7, Bama survived the opening onslaught, only down by a touchdown, only down 10, now only down a field goal. But look, the biggest thing committee-wise is Alabama's probably going to be number one tomorrow. They'll get Cincinnati. Assuming Michigan doesn't blow an 11-point lead right now to Iowa, we'll get Michigan, Georgia. Doesn't matter the seeding between 2-3. Yeah. And I, if anything, for Georgia, the line will be significantly shorter than it would have been against Michigan than if Georgia had even just lost by a field goal here, Ben.
Another 3-and-out, by the way, for Michigan. So they'll have to punt from their own 5-yard line. What would the scoreline have to be in this game, you think, for Michigan to go to number one, avoid Alabama leapfrogging it? Is that on the table?
Probably won't happen, but if they win by 4 touchdowns, maybe, but I don't foresee that happening.
Great start for the Wolverines. It's been a sputtering second quarter where they've had to punt twice on 3-and-outs on drive starting inside their own 10-yard line. You mentioned what these matchups certainly look like they will be and what they could be. I'm really interested to get the perspective of Vinny Maliulo on the other side. We're going to ask him what would he make these lines on the potential college football playoff matchups, which will be solidified in stone tomorrow. We'll also talk some NFL handicapping for Week 13 with our guy Vinny Maliulo on the other side. It is VSiN Bet Center on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Bet Center on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Bowl Betting Guide is almost here with everything you need to bet smarter on every bowl game. This year's guide provides matchup analysis on all 41 bowl games, including insights, trends, data, and predictions to help you make your best bets. The guide is designed to give you an edge whether you are betting on every game, playing contests, or just want to find a few key high-value props. The guide drops December 13th. Make sure to get your copy today for only $19.99. at vsin.com/subscribe. Speaking of the Bulls, we're going to find out who is in the Final Four for the college football playoff. Tomorrow, we still await the last couple college football conference championship games. Michigan still up 14-3, just punted the ball back to Iowa. 7 minutes to go in the first half as we welcome you back. VSiN Bet Center with Jeff Parles. I'm Ben Wilson from downtown Las Vegas. Pleased to welcome in our man, Vinny Maliulo. Give him a follow at VSinVinny. Helps Chris Andrews, Jimmy Vaccaro, everybody in the shop at the South Point Sportsbook, where one of our two studios here at VSiN resides. Vinny, fresh off a trip to the East Coast. Vegas is not the same when you're gone, Vinny, so we're glad to have you back. How was your trip out east?
Neither is the East Coast, because but there's one consistency. It's still cold back there. although I have to say I caught a break. It was only in the 40s and with a little drizzle, but I got to tell you, and of course you guys know I grew up back there. You guys are familiar with the East Coast. It was great. The people were great. The SBC conference, the Sports Betting Community Conference, was terrific. Good seminars, the Hall of Fame, Sports Betting Hall of Fame inductions. East Coast bettors who do follow everything that goes on here in Las Vegas, who follow us at VSiN and things like that. So it was a good experience. I had a good time. But it was time to get back to where, you know, when I landed last night, it was only 60. So, geez, what a, I took my jacket off and just went back to the car, just with my t-shirt on.
Tough life there. Yeah.
And the entire East Coast, not happy with Vinny at the moment on that one, but
come on,
but Vinny,
trust me, they wish they were with me.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Jealousy, rules coming back to, what was another nice day here in Vegas. But Vinny, I want to go to college football first because we saw Alabama shellac Georgia. We're seeing Michigan right now lead Iowa in the second quarter. And I want to look at what a prospective semifinal would be, because unless if Michigan blows an 11-point lead against an Iowa team that doesn't have much of an offense, we're going to get Michigan-Georgia. How much does that line slide in favor of Michigan from what it would have been going into today, from what it would be at this moment, assuming Michigan beats Iowa?
Well, let's back. To get into that, let's look at this. First of all, you know, it was 14-0, but it's been 14-3. You know, Michigan had a chance really to. It's just kind of they're letting Iowa hang around, right, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question that Michigan's the better team here. But if they're not careful, this could be a dangerous spot here. So they're gonna need to take care of business here. But that said, I've got Georgia and Alabama are in my opinion, and they're the top two teams in terms of the power ratings right now. Then you've got Michigan, and then I got Cincinnati, who took care of business today, and Notre Dame right there. So, but if it's your question was, you know, Michigan and
Georgia.
Alabama.
Michigan, Georgia, because that's the most likely matchup.
1-3. Well, I think, you know, going into this week, you would have had a situation where Georgia was probably going to be double digits in that game. But after today, you know, probably, I don't know. Maybe it's 6, maybe 7. I don't know. I mean, you can't just base everything on one game today. Credit Alabama, guys. Look, Georgia will get some things right, and they'll go to the film. And again, with as long as Michigan keeps Iowa hanging around in this game, then that's going to speak volumes to what potentially will be a rematch of Alabama and Georgia today.
And you mentioned too, possible double digits a favorite going down to maybe a 6.5 or 7 if we see Georgia, Michigan. We did know that at least from the potential look ahead spots, there were the lines coming out that if it was Georgia, Cincinnati in what was the perceived 1-4 matchup, Vinny, that would have been probably maybe a 10.5 type line. How much would you change things if it's Alabama, Cincinnati, especially considering where the money is probably going to go on that? People watching Nick Saban and Alabama just destroy Georgia today as a big underdog. First time in 92 games, Nick Saban was not favored as head coach of Alabama. Where does that line likely go? Is it still double digits with Alabama taking on Cincinnati despite the undefeated season here for the Bearcats?
Yeah, I think you are. I think you are going to see double digits because, again, perception is reality to a significant number of the bettors, guys. Let's face it. And so what people saw most recently and, again, this game will have more of an impact because it's the last game here going into what the potential playoff is going to be. So, there's no question in my mind that Cincinnati will be a double-digit dog. I don't think the committee is going to make Alabama the number one seed. But again, you know what? You never know. Nothing the committee does is going to surprise us. But Cincinnati, if they're the 4, they're probably they should be double digits. In fact, I was with a bunch of my colleagues last night, and going into today, some guys had Cincinnati if they got in as a potential 12 to 14 point dog against either of the two teams today from the SEC. But I don't think we're going to see it quite that high. But they'll be double digits.
Vinny, because we were asked on Twitter to ask you by some. Prospective Alabama Georgia rematch in the title game. What would you open that at?
Well, after today, guys, and again, you know, let's remember this. And again, I'm not hedging here, but it's hard to make that number say what it's going to be because they've got to win their two games. How do they come out of those two games, right? Because here's what happens whenever we get asked, from my side of the counter, hey, you said this. Well, I said it a month ahead of time, number one, and I said it based on teams coming out, being healthy as of today. As of today, let's remember this. Georgia was a 3-point favorite about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, right, in that game. Georgia would probably be, maybe a slight favorite, or you could make a case for the game to be a pick 'em, really, right? So I wouldn't be opposed to having the game be a pick 'em and let the public decide. But again, there's so much to happen. And what's that so much to happen? There's two semifinals that have to take place. So we'll have to see how those games play out. So, you know, today is one thing, but by the time that game happens, it's an entirely different story.
And he is Vinny Maliulo. Give him a follow at VSIN Vinny, our guy over at the South Point Sportsbook. He and Chrissy Andrews, the whole team there, setting the lines and the odds every single week. Want to transition, Vinny, before we let you go into the National Football League. What a interesting Week 13 it is, where you look at the card tomorrow. There are so many large road favorites, which always one of those harbingers of, all right, let's tread carefully. Be careful as bettors out there when you're laying so many big numbers with road teams here. I'm noticing, just looking at some of the odds on this Saturday shift here, looks like everybody, not just you at the South Point, everybody market-wide, taking some jet money on this Eagles line. This was 6.5 or 7. I know that's the point where there was some initial buyback on the Jets, but we're down to 5 at your shop there, Vinny. Between that and some of the other market movements, what do you make of that line with clearly people, I'm sure, reacting to the questionable nature of Jalen Hurts coming off of that ankle injury from last week in the loss at MetLife against the G-Men?
Here they are, the Eagles, going back to MetLife, where they just had such a terrific game last week, right? And by the way, I was at MetLife. Parles, you'll love this. I was on the field at MetLife during my time at the event this week, which
very
I'll
nice.
Share some great memories with you. You'll appreciate it. I'll show you a picture of me in the Jet Ring of Honor, so I know you'll get a kick out of it. That's probably, for the folks listening, that's how I got on the show tonight. But looks like Hurts is listed as doubtful to out for the Eagles tomorrow, mm-hmm. which is why we opened a game 7 on Monday. You know, Chrissy Andrews posts the numbers after he gets on with Gil Alexander on a numbers game and guessing lines. But it's been a pretty steady stream of Jet money in the last couple of days, and no real surprise here. Jets playing pretty spirited, especially at home, and this game down to 5. The Eagles without Hurts are a completely different team. And you saw what happened last week with the Eagles, even with Hurts. So, this is a game that's moved a couple of points to the Jets right here.
I hear they were letting people catch passes at MetLife, Vinny. Did you get to run a route? I mean, how did that work?
Running routes, kicking field goals, verticals.
Was Robert Sala in attendance? Yeah, get like little, you know, little walk-on tryouts there.
Well, listen, I told him. I said, "Listen, Robert, I'd love to help you out, but I also have to go to Queens because there's a Met job that's on the line as well." So, I mean, you know, and that season starts a heck of a lot quicker. So, yeah, they're really big. I'm in a great spot. I mean, you know, I can kind of hedge my bet. You know, hey,
you are
Robert Saleh on one side. I got Steve Cohen on the other. I mean, I'm in a dream spot right now.
I know Jeff Parles, our resident Met Jet fan. He's certainly jealous of you, Vinny. But we always appreciate the time you coming on, talking all things college football, NFL. Have a great NFL Sunday, my friend, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday night here. Thanks as always.
Keep doing the good stuff, guys. Well done, both of you.
Appreciate you. We'll get Jeff out to MetLife soon. Get him to run some rounds. We'll also talk some more in-game college football. I know Jeff's sweating this Gonzaga basketball better. The Zags making a run. We'll tell you next. That's coming up right after this. VSIN, Bet Center.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is BetCenter on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We have a new prop tracker now available on VSiN.com for you to keep up with key NFL props. Head to VSiN.com to get current odds as well as the movement each week to follow the trends and find the best value. Track the odds for MVP, head coach, rookie of the year, and more. Check out the prop tracker, betting splits, key trends, and matchup data for every game now at VSiN.com/NFL. As we're back on VSiN Bet Center. All this talk about New York, East Coast, Jeff, it's got us in the mood here. The crew at VSiN, we've got some... This is not New York style pizza, but it's good enough.
You got a foldable crust. I mean,
so how do you rate this? Tasting.
Look, I'm not going to touch your slice of pizza because it's for you. But that's a very foldable looking crust.
The dimensions here are very pretty symmetric from a foldable perspective.
The visuals are good. That's all I'll say. Yeah, okay.
We're getting reviews from the Russian judges. Dan Miller, by the way, our producer tonight, and thanks to the rest of our crew putting in hard work behind the glass. It is a Saturday night, after all, in downtown Las Vegas, so nobody can complain about where we're at because we're watching college football, we're watching college basketball. First, the quick update here: Gonzaga has got it within 6. That's the primary college basketball game of the night. Third-ranked Gonzaga against 16th-ranked Alabama on a neutral site in Seattle.
Not really a neutral site.
It's right, only in name, really. But every time Jeff Gonzaga has made a push here, they have really struggled defensively against an Alabama team that now for the game is, they've hit 11 threes, and behind the shot-making of Jaden Shackelford, who's now 28 points, 10 of 14 shooting, Crimson Tide up 8 here, 74-66.
Look, every time that Gonzaga, the closer they've gotten is 5. But every time, Alabama pushed it right back to 15 earlier. Gonzaga's within at least my number right now. They're down 8 with Timmy going to the line for a 1-1. The big problem that Alabama has, it's a major college basketball game, so the refs have to influence it in some perspective. Four guys on Alabama have 4 fouls with 8 minutes to go. So already not a great thing. There is some important breaking news that just came across in relation to the good day for Alabama in Atlanta. Maybe a little bit worse now. John Metchie III, who left the game with an injury today. Alabama officials, according to Mark Schleybaugh of ESPN, are concerned that it is an ACL injury for Metchie, which again would be a big deal. The number 2 wide receiver, obviously Williams, the number 1 guy on that receiving core, but that would be a big problem moving forward for Bama in a playoff scenario. Again, I don't think, assuming they get the 1, which if they don't get the 1, something's gone pretty wrong here for them. It would mean Michigan would have to win the second half probably 35-0 and win the game 49-3, which I don't think is happening. Against Georgia a second time or against Michigan, that makes it a little bit more difficult for Bama.
And we talked last segment with Vinny Maliulo. What would that if there was the rematch, and it is in the college football national championship game, what is the new line? You could make the argument, Jeff, that 3 was probably the fair number that we saw in the look ahead. Georgia by 3 over Alabama. It was inflated today with Georgia as high as 6.5 at most shops. Did close 6, I believe, behind us here at Circa. And there was some shops that took some late Alabama money. You could make the case, though, if Vinny is saying, look, maybe open this a pick'em, I could easily see a world in which people see what they go off what they just saw. They see how dominant Alabama looked and how that offensive line held up. You could see a world, and I could see a world in which Alabama closes a favorite and that there would be value coming back on Georgia, just like there was value on an inflated line today with with Alabama. Can you see a world in which Bama's favored by 2.5 or 3 in a national title game rematch?
Kind of depends what we see out of Georgia. If assuming, look, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Georgia would beat Michigan in a national semifinal.
Yeah, and that's a fair point.
I don't think that's a foregone conclusion. I was talking with some of our great crew beforehand. I anticipated that Georgia probably would have been 9.5 before today against Michigan. And now we could be looking south of 7 on that game. I think Michigan, even though they're kind of falling asleep here, which is not really overly surprising, you're playing Iowa. It's not a shock you fall asleep against them. But look, if it's Georgia-Bama in the championship game, I would probably make the game a pick. That's what I would do. And I would probably be inclined to bet Alabama in that spot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And by the way, that Michigan score, it's still 14-3. This is, and I feel like we can talk about multiple games that fall into this every week, Jeff, when it comes to in-game betting and how it can really be your friend when it comes to getting better numbers. Because Michigan comes out of the gates, they get 2 touchdowns, one a 67-yard Blake Corum run, the other a 75-yard touchdown pass. This is 14-0 out of the chute. Iowa had a missed field goal on the opening drive. Then they do get a field goal later. So this was 14-3 pretty early in a game that closed 44, most basically market-wide. I saw, Jeff, at one point, this total got up in the high 40s in the 48.5, 49.5 range. This has come crashing down to 37.5. And if you were sitting back and saying, look, we know, as you pointed out, we know what we're getting out of an Iowa defense. They gave up, sure, they gave up a couple big plays early, but they will settle in and make life difficult on Michigan, at least putting together long, sustained drives under quarterback Cade McNamara. This thing has come crashing down. Right now, we're showing the spread off the board on our live line, but I'm seeing anywhere from 36.5 to 38.5 now.
Yeah, wait on that total, because the last thing you want to do here, Michigan is 47 seconds left. They do have no timeouts, but getting into field goal range is not impossible here.
My point, just this would have been a great in-game under
Michigan with 260-yard touchdowns in a matter of 3.5 minutes? Yeah, definitely. 100%.
But no points in the second quarter. We'll see with, you mentioned, no timeouts left. 40 seconds left in the half. Michigan up 14-3 and driving with most of the live numbers suspended while we await to see what happens on this final drive. 40 seconds left. They've got the ball at their own 45, trying to get into field goal range. If this ends, as we're seeing McNamara check it down short and his receiver does not get out of bounds, so only a 3-yard game. If we go to the half 14-3, Jeff, what do you make the second half line?
Michigan, 13.5 for the game, probably. So 2.5.
Close 12.5. Close 12.5 in this.
Yeah,
that's
probably what I would do.
You're not going to get there if you took the dog on the first half line, like some did, thinking this could be maybe a slow emotional start, trying to get ramped up out of the gates for Michigan. They were laying 6.5 on the first half line. So barring a total catastrophe, barring basically a pick six, Michigan is going to cover the first half numbers here. In the meantime, we're about to go to the half as well in the ACC championship game, where things really slowed down in the second quarter. I'm very glad. I would have a losing ticket and would not have been close. I made a case for taking an in-game first half over 57.5. We are going to go to the half at most probably 45 points. Pitt has the ball as they just get a big pass into Wake territory.
With these offenses,
that's a fair point.
45, you might get to 49.
22 seconds left in
there. I'm a little frustrated with myself because Pitt was, after that long third down conversion at the end of the first quarter, Pitt was plus 9.5 first half. Considered it didn't play it, that would have cakewalk in the end. Probably should have taken, we could have taken the first half draw at the some books that offer this thing three ways.
No soccer, you and your soccer bleeding over into the college football.
And hey, look, there's almost never any value. There's no value almost ever on that. So, it might get there. By the way, Michigan going with a Hail Mary on the final play of the half. That is
intercepted at the goal line by
that
Iowa.
That throw was actually a little bit better. They had two guys that were pretty open there.
So, McNamara is going to end the half. 11 of 19, 62 yards and 2 picks, Jeff.
Yeah, that's a pretty gross line. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. Hey, look,
Iowa can't really move the ball.
Iowa can't move the ball. Like 14 points is probably enough to win this game still for
Michigan. 19 carries as a team, 35 yards for Iowa in this game. Spencer Petras, 8 of 17 for 126. It's been ugly in that side. And we are seeing the stat right now on the screen, Jeff. I'm a little blocked out by the camera, but that's
what, okay. So Michigan has won 40 in a row when they've been up by 10 or more.
Okay.
The last time they blew a lead with that, 2013 against Iowa.
Okay. Against Iowa. This is the Big Ten championship game, the first appearance for Michigan in that game. So we'll let you know when we get a halftime line there. We're watching Kenny Pickett here with 12 seconds left. Take a shot at the end zone, and that is broken up.
Nearly picked.
But a game in which there were 31 plays run in the first quarter between Pitt and Wake. 35 points scored. We've seen a couple of interceptions. We saw a Pitt drive stopped. They went for it. Threw an incomplete pass on a fourth down deep in Wake territory. So things have really slowed down. Only 7 combined points in the second quarter. In the meantime, I am seeing a 3.5 hung behind us on Iowa Michigan's second half, Jeff. So that would make it. So they're going to make you lay more than the hook there on the 2 touchdowns. So 14.5 for the game. Second half total of 20. Which means we are sitting now down to 37 for the game. And that, in a way, does feel feels a little steep with how Iowa has not been able to move the ball whatsoever. I'm curious. I'd imagine most of the books are going to match that. You're probably not going to get the opportunity to lay less than 2 touchdowns with Michigan, I wouldn't think, based on the game flow here with how Iowa just has not been able to move the ball whatsoever. No other.
The only bet I would make in that is it would be the under 20 in the second half.
Under
20. That'd be the only thing I'd look at.
All right. Our first hour is in the book. There's another game we still have to preview in our second hour. And boy, is it a doozy on the college football slate. We're going to talk that next. A game that has zero implications for anything except for betting. We'll talk about that on the other side. Give you a second half line in Wake Forest and Pitt. Talk some NFL as well, as we've got 3 more hours coming your way next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.